For the different kinds of plows.
Right.
Do you remember some of the names of them
I
though?
don't know. I know that you had I just a plow, I know.
What about something? They break up the ground finer than a plow. It has
Well, you
little.
had a harrow, a cultivator. Now you have this.
And what kinds of fences did people used to have?
Wood fence, sometimes wire, but many times it was just wood. Railings, things that you cut out the wood, just cut a tree down, trim it, and make rails.
And you call that
a rail fence.
Is the kind of window?
Sometime it was, and sometime it wasn't. It depends on some of those had these that you what you are saying. They use those now sometimes. You can run across one every now and then.
The ones that go in and out.
Yeah.
Like what about a kind of fence you could have around a yard or garden? A little wooden.
Well, picket.
What's that?
Picket fence.
Were they pointed up at the top?
Sometimes. Different, you have different styles, but most times they're pointed at the top.
Were they nailed or woven?
Nailed.
And a kind of wire fence people would have now?
Well, they have all types of fence now, you know. They have a cyclone, all this kind of thing now.
What's a cyclone fence like?
Well, a cyclone fence, it's really wire, but it's a special design with steel posts and things of that sort. I guess a cyclone because it's not easily blown down.
It's pretty heavy.
Right.
What about a fence that has little sharp points on it? The wire does, and it'll catch your clothes.
Barbed wire.
Okay.
Barbed wire fence.
And to set one of those up, you take the wire and nail it to one.
Posts.
Okay. Do you ever see a fence or wall made out of loose stone or rock?
Seen walls.
Made out of.
Right.
What did you call those?
I don't know, but I know I've seen brick masons build walls out of loose rock. It's an irregular situation, but it can be made beautiful. I'm happy. Oh, there. Sorry. 25 minutes.
Okay, just let me know when.
All right, I will.
What you used to carry water in, you call that a?
Pail, water pail.
Okay, what was it made out of?
Galvanized metal.
What about something made out of cedar? That would be it.
Well, they had a cedar bucket, a cedar pail. But that was just a little before my time. It was going out when I came on the scene.
Do you think of a pail and a bucket as being the same thing?
Well, yes, I do.
What about something that people would carry food to the hogs in? That would be the bucket or pail that they'd use. They'd call that the
slop bucket.
Okay. And if you wanted to make a hen start laying, what might you put in your nest to fool her?
Well, our hens, we couldn't fool ours, the ones we had. I believe they had some type of china egg or something of that sort that they were putting in there. So I'm not sure. I think so, though.
Okay.
Am I right on that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, all right.
Do you ever hear it called nest egg? Or?
Well, nest egg, yeah.
And what you'd use to fry eggs in would be a
skillet.
Okay. Did you ever see something like that, only with little legs on it, to use in the fireplace?
Well, I've seen it, but we never used it.
Would you just call that a skillet too?
I don't know what they call it. Might have called it a frying pan. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Okay. And something people would use to heat up water to boil their clothes in would be a
kettle.
What's that?
Kettle.
Any other?